Faith in others. I lost my place. Okay, faith in others does a lot of work. It doesn't mean blind faith. Observing helplessly while keeping our fingers crossed, it means to remain alert to what's going on and then to fill another with the strength of your faith to such an extent that they feel able to do whatever needs to be done. This means having faith, but also donating the power of your faith. If the other person is honest and truthful, your faith will work for them. In this way, we can learn to truly help each other. Hopefully, you were able to get something out of that thought for today. Faith in others. And we should have a certain amount of faith in other people. That's how we have friendships and in our family and people we've gone to school with and people we meet. So let us move forward with A Voice of a People with my guest for today, Dacia Wade. How are you today?
I'm doing fine today, and you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm very excited to hear what you have to share with us. Now, the name of Dacia's show is titled End Time Mysteries Revealed. And she really comes with some dynamic things. And it's probably things you probably say, well, I don't believe that stuff that lady talking about. But I hear more and more Bible scholars talking about these things that she is sharing with us. So, Dacia, how did you get interested in end time ministries?
Reading my Bible.
Reading your Bible? Okay.
And running across books that was mentioned in the Bible that's not actually in the Bible. And looking into those books, and I caught my interest with the book of Enoch. Okay. Which is all about the ancient mysteries that are coming back.
Right.
Because it's actually written for the final generation.
All right.
The book of Enoch is. So it's for, it was written way back in the day, but it is for now in the future. It's for now and till the end of time.
Right, right. Why should this matter to Christians if they are to be raptured before all these things that you're going to talk about supposed to happen? What's your take on that? Because a lot of Christians say, well, we're not going to be here. We're not going to be a witness of these things. So why should it matter about the giants?
Well, I think I've said this before. God warns us of the things that are going to happen before he comes. And he warned not just us, but also his disciples of what to look for before he came back.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as if for him to tell even his disciples that walked with him what to look for before he came back, to know whether what time and what season we're in, then these are also the things that we need to be looking for to know what time and what season we're in.
Right, that we're getting closer and closer,
time. Because even then, even when you read through the disciples, they talk about the things that they seen in their day.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
thought, well, this is it. But no, and look at how far away we are from them. But look at how much closer we are to those days that are waxed worse and worse.
Right, absolutely. So what do you have to share with us today, Daisy? I know it's dynamite. Bring
well,
it on.
Know, I'm still in the days of Noah.
Of course.
But today's topic is transhumanism. Well, we're going to start. Yeah, go ahead.
A very important subject.
We're going to start with Matthew chapter 24, because verse 37, because the Lord says, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be? See, the thing is, they didn't listen to the warnings. They didn't see the signs that was going on around them until they felt that first drop of water.
And Noah's
and this
day.
Time it's going to be fire.
Mm.
So we don't want to go through that. So we need to pay attention to the signs and the things that the Lord put before us or warned us of, so we know where we are. So we know how urgent it is to get our lives in order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before that day. Whether you're getting raptured up before it happens, after it happens, or during it happening. It's going down.
Right.
So, just to remind people that these are the days of Noah.
At least we believe so, right?
Yes. And I'm going to go back to Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. It says, "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and that they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old," which means ancient ancestry, "men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man, and was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continually." So with that, we're going to go into transhumanism. We're going to go into the definition and the belief of transhumanism.
Okay. That's a very interesting subject, because my other person I have that comes with Expressions of the Last Days, he had been talking about transhumanism.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
The definition of transhumanism, mm-hmm, is social and a physiological movement devoted to promoting the research and development of robust humans, enhancement and technologies. Such technologies will augment or increase human sensory reception, emotional ability, or cognitive capacity, as well as rapidly improve human health and extend human lifespans. So this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to expand our life on Earth.
By making us what? Mechanic or?
Making us robots. Robust human. Okay, so the beliefs of transhumanism is a class of philosophies that seek to guide us toward post-humanism, which means post is after. Right?
After. What though?
Human.
Oh, okay.
Post-humanism.
I gotcha. Wow.
The post-human condition. Transhumanism shares many elements of humanism, including a respect for research and science, commitment to process, and valuing of human or transhuman life existence in this life. But that's what they're focusing on. They're not focusing on God. Their goal is to work on science, call themselves, make it, giving us our needs and everything like that, and to develop man into his own higher power.
God.
Man think he gonna be God.
Yeah, he won't need God. That's why they're not focusing on God.
This is what happened in with the Tower of Babel. They got together, they got to building all this stuff, making mortar and brick and all this stuff, and building this tower all the way up to the heavens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to do what?
Reach
dethrone
God. Yeah, dethrone God.
Why? So you can sit on the throne?
Mm-hmm.
So this has been man's goal since the beginning of time, to dethrone and become his own higher power.
Authority. And
yes. Mm. So this is the reason we get to Genesis chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And it says, and it repented the Lord that he made man.
Could you imagine? After going through all that, making the earth perfect for him and everything, and putting...
And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. This is why. Because man's goal has been the same goal Satan got the whole time.
Do you believe these thoughts are coming from this Satan? Because, you know, he is the prince of the power of the air, and he can send us thoughts.
I do believe that they do come from Satan. And I still believe that just like a third of the angels left with him, a third of the people don't belong to God anyway.
You mean other than angels, a third of the people, period, don't belong to God?
People on earth don't belong to God anyway. Because, you know, it says those that are written in the book of life before the foundations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can be added. No, it says you cannot be added.
You can be blotted out, though.
But you can be blotted out. Mm-hmm. So if you can't be added, if your name wasn't there from the beginning.
Now, this is what I do understand. Everyone that was created and was birthed on this earth, and maybe those who didn't even make it, but they were formed in the womb, names are written in the book of life. But like you said now, it can be blotted out. Depends on you.
See, I don't believe that everybody's name was written in the book of life.
Well, it had to be from the beginning of foundation. It had to be.
No, because there's life on this earth and then there's eternal life.
Okay, now, I do have this to say. I may be wrong. But I think he did that. Well, I'm not trying to think like God, but in my reasoning... Because he said he died for the sin of the entire world. Anybody that would be born, their past, their present, and their future sins. He died for that. Okay.
So what happened to Judas?
Oh, his name was in there. It got blotted out, though.
But he repented.
It was too late.
How? I thought we had until our last breath.
Oh.
But it said for this reason was he...
Brought forth.
For this reason. See, this is where you
That's
go.
That's true.
For this reason.
Right.
Just like it said about...
Saul.
Not just Not Saul. No. Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
For this reason.
Were you brought forth. So I could be glorified. Can you imagine?
So, what I'm saying is... Everybody is not, I just don't believe everybody.
Well, it doesn't
is.
Mean that his name wasn't there, but because he did exist, but he was to be blotted out. I may be wrong, like I said, I don't know.
Okay, so what happened to Cain?
I mean, he was born, so I believe his name was in there. He was still blotted out.
In the book of life,
though? Yes.
Okay, so in Revelation, there's the book of life,
mm-hmm.
and then there's what? The book of what?
I know
the
what you're
books
talking
are
about.
Open.
Yes, the books are open. Now, because he tells you your name can be blotted out.
I understand
so,
that.
I may have this
but
analogy wrong.
Well, evidently, there's a place where people's name can't, if your name can't be added, somebody's name ain't in there.
That's why they're already in there, because he's not going to add anybody's name. It's already in there. And those that will not make it will be blotted out at their time. To be blotted out, just like Judas. Yeah, his name was in there, but when Judas did what he did, it was time for it to be blotted out. Now, that's what I believe. And like I said, it doesn't make it right. Because it doesn't...
I don't know, because even when it talks about Judas, it says he knew that one was going to betray him. He knew a devil was with him.
But that doesn't mean. He knew all this stuff before he even made the world and all the people in it. He knew all these things. He's eternity.
That's why somebody's name ain't in there. Because he already know what you're going to do.
And it will be blotted out. That's why I see it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay, so we're going to go to the first article about transhumanism. The aims of the transhumanist movement are summed up by Mark O'Connell in his book, To Be a Machine. It is their belief that we can and should eradicate aging as a cause of death. That we can and should use technology to augment our bodies and our minds. That we can and should merge with machines, remaking ourselves, finally, in the image of our own higher ideas. The idea of technologically enhancing our bodies is not new. But the extent to which transhumanists take the concept is, in the past, we made devices such as wooden legs, hearing aids, spectacles, and false teeth. In future, we might use implants to augment our senses so that we can detect infrared or ultraviolet radiation directly to boost our cognitive processes by connecting ourselves to memory chips, ultimately by merging man and machine. This is what they're trying to do. Merge man and machine, which is like the Terminator. iRobot.
So, these things begin to happen. And they're happening now because, remember, I don't know how many years ago it has been, but they have brought up cloning. Remember, they had cloned this sheep over there on the other side of the world and mm-hmm. that type of thing. And then they were saying that, at least in the movies, they were doing like clone movies and things like that. And then I think when you were here last time, did we talk about the Will Smith movie or just we talked about
Gemini?
Yeah, Gemini. I couldn't even remember the name of it because I want to see it again. But he was dealing with, I guess it was a clone or it was robotic.
It was a reinvention of himself.
Right.
Which is a clone.
Right, right.
And there was more than one clone of him.
So, and what I get from this and what you're saying, they have not stopped. So, this is for real.
Yes, it's for real. Now, that first article I just read was in 2018. And okay. I found one from 2020, which is a little bit closer to now.
Go ahead.
It says, looking forward to the end of humanity. That's the title.
Regular human beings, right?
Yes. COVID-19 has spotlighted the promise and peril of transhumanism, the idea of using technology to overcome sickness, aging, and death. It sounds bitterly ironic now in the midst of a global pandemic, but not long ago, some of the most forward-looking people in the world believed that humanity was close to abolishing death. If you ask me today, it is possible to live to be 500 years old. The answer is yes, said Bill Maris, the founder of Google Ventures in 2015. 3 years later, biomedical researcher Aubrey de Grey estimated that people in middle age now, which is my age, have a fair chance of never dying. Eternal life through advanced technology seems like a pipe dream for a society that, until recently, had trouble manufacturing enough masks to save doctors and nurses. Yet COVID-19 may turn out to be just the kind of crisis needed to turbocharge efforts to create what its advocates call transhuman future. So this is what is going on. Behind closed doors.
And we're headed toward this whether we like it or not.
Whether we like it or not. This is what is going on. And it's transhumanism. But did you hear that? Eternal life?
Yeah.
John 3:16 says what? For God so loved the world that what? He gave his only begotten son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall what? Not die. But have eternal life. So now they're trying to take it, eternal life from Christ, and put it in the hands of man. This is what they're trying to do. This is the things, according to the book of Enoch, chapter 8, these are the things that the fallen angels that came down to be with the men's women came and taught man. They taught them how to work with swords, and they taught them how to work with different technologies and perfumes and powders and makeups and all these other things. And these are the things that was going on. They were altering birds and all the beasts on the earth, and they're still doing that now. We're seeing the lion and the tiger mixed together. We're seeing this and that. They're trying to make these ultimate animals, ultimate people, so that there is no more death. They're trying to take eternal life away from Christ. And that was just so mind-boggling to me when I read these articles.
And it's still mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to think that man is really on this course of making transhumanism.
Yes.
And they won't stop. I mean, they're not going to give up until they make it. But, you know, I thought about, since we're talking about being blotted out, I remember the Lord giving me this scripture, and it's in Ecclesiastes. Don't be over much foolishness. Remember that scripture I used to tell you about? Or much wickedness. Why should you die before your time? So, in other words, I do have an appointed day, right? But I can mess that up, right? Must be. Amen. If I can die before my time. So, to me, I kind of look at that like, yeah, my name is in the book of life, but it could be blotted out.
Yes. So, they're trying to take God's praise from him.
Yes.
Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what's he say? Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? See, he defeated all of these things.
Death,
and they're trying to, they are trying to take his identity away from him.
Mm-mm-mm.
And make themselves God. But see, Daniel talked about this too. And Daniel talks about the final kingdom in Daniel chapter 2.
But you know what? Reading those things, it was out of focus. You know what I mean? That you could just really look at it and think, okay, these big giants. And I think we all wondered about the big giant and all that, you know. But since, you know, this year has transpired in certain things, it's like, okay, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
It's real.
It is. So we're going to go to Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 26. Because Daniel chapter 2, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. He seen this big old statue in his dream. And he wanted everybody to tell him the meaning of this dream. And nobody could tell him. And he was going to kill all his servants. And then Daniel said, I can tell you. He said, let me pray on it. So he prayed on the wind, prayed on it. And the Lord gave him the dream and the interpretation thereof. Mm-hmm. So here we get ready to go to Daniel. When he goes before the king and lets him know, I can give you the dream and the interpretation. So, chapter 2, verse 26, and we're going to read this out, and this will probably end up the whole show. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen, and the interpretation thereof?
Right.
Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded, cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king? But there is a God. See, there is a God.
Yes.
That's above all of us.
Right.
And these human robots that they're trying to make on this earth.
Right.
There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, what shall be in the latter days. So these are these days.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Daniel, early in Daniel. Everybody go to chapter 11, but it started in chapter 1.
Right.
The end days.
Yes.
And what we're supposed to be looking for. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what shall come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee. and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part of iron and part of clay. Mm-hmm. What is a transhuman?
It's part human and part something else.
What is a robot made out of?
Metal.
Iron.
Iron.
And what is a man metal? Made out of?
Flesh.
The dirt. Clay.
Yes, clay.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Part iron and part clay. Which is what? Transhumanism.
Transhumanism.
Thou sawest till that stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And whosoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field, and the fowls of heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art his head of gold. So that was the Babylonian kingdom, the head of gold. And after thee shall rise another kingdom, inferior to thee, so a lesser kingdom than him, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou saw the feet and toes part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men.
I read that myself. I was trying to find out where that was, and that is in Daniel.
The fallen angels shall mingle themselves. Oh, with what?
Man.
With the seed of men.
That's Daniel what?
This is chapter 2, verse 43.
Okay.
But they shall not cleave unto one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in those days these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. This is the final kingdom. This is what's here, as in the days of Noah. The final kingdom before God comes and sets up his earthly kingdom. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. This is the final days. This iron mixed with clay is the final kingdom.
Yeah, they sure enough working on it, ain't they? Woo.
Mingling themselves with the seed of men, which is what we read in Genesis chapter 6 today. The sons of God seen the daughters of men and did what? Chose themselves wives and had children. They mingled themselves.
Right.
With the seed of men.
Are you listening? Listeners, are you listening?
Transhumanism.
It's big.
The fallen angels.
Yeah.
Mixing with man.
I hear more and more programs. Yeah, I hear more and more programs on it. I sent you a link earlier today, I think it was.
I didn't get a chance to look at it. I was studying for today. What do you think about this?
Well, with new technology and what they're doing now with unidentified flying objects and how they are recognizing them, hiding some from the people, not letting us really know what's going on. I think they have a lot of proof that the government hides these things from us as much as they can. Not only are they, it's being recognized, but it's like these things are being manufactured in a way. Just like the movie with Will Smith, and he, the counterpart of himself, he had to fight. You know, he was a younger him, but still, he was right there in front of him. And he knew everything Will was doing. He knew every move he was going to make. Whatever he tried to hide, he was there. If he went around the corner, he was there. Because he was reading his thoughts. And that's why they were saying that, you know, they believed that Satan was doing the engineering in the brain by the, some type of cortex in our brain that receives his messages, and they will think like we think. So, like I said, I've been listening to that, and that Midnight Ride I sent you, I want you to listen to that some more, because that, he's breaking it down just like you're breaking it down, you know, and how, these things are coming to pass, and
it's not new.
No.
God said there's nothing new under the sun.
It's not new.
That's why he keeps telling us, as in the days of Noah.
It's been reiterated, and is growing rapidly and faster in our time. And it's like, are we going to pay attention to this, or are we going to close our eyes to it?
People are closing their eyes to it because they don't believe that this is real. They don't believe it can happen.
Right.
Or that God would even allow anything like this to happen. I mean, I don't know why they.
Well, that's just that like way. That's just like a couple months ago, before August, you came in here and you told us about this 10-story high robot.
I was just getting to mention that giant. Now that's a part of transhumanism. You stand in the thing and the giant become you.
Got your face and everything.
Your whole body structure, your whole shape and everything.
And you're 10 stories high, because he is. And not only that, you share with us when you came back.
The Utopian City.
That there's a city that they are building for this 10-story high giant. But you're not alone in what you're discussing with us. And where this technology is taking us, you're not alone. There are many. Skywatch, Derek and his wife, and they also they got their own channel, Skywatch. You can download the app on your phone, you know, and they have also like four or five different programs, and one of them is called Revealing Revelation, and they go through those things, but they're like 28 minutes long, but those are some things you can get into also, because these people are sky watching. They talk about the portals that man has built, and they're
where they are inviting these things on the earth, and they're here. They're inviting them on the earth. They're getting all their secrets, the so-called secrets that they stole from God, and giving them to man. Because what they don't have is what? A body.
Right. They don't have a body.
Now they need a body in order to even do what they want to do on the earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They need a body.
What makes man so bold, unfearing, unnerving, ungodly? This comes down to being ungodly, that you are trying to dethrone God by going against the arch enemy of God.
Going with him.
Yeah, alongside of him. That's the mark, like I was telling you about. We got a couple minutes. That's the mark. Agreeing to be transformed into this. Because it takes over your mind, and it said in your forehead, in your hand.
It said it was going out your mind.
Yeah.
Your cognitive behavior.
Right, everything.
Make you be able to see night vision and everything like that, like you a bat or owl or something. Or a cat.
But that's what I'm saying. The mark of the beast is in your head, and the marks in your head and in your hand, right? So this is this, to me, it just said, wow, now this is the mark, because you'll have to say, okay, I want to be that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what these men are doing, they're lining up.
And I mean, and you know what, with all these plastic surgeries and people getting new bodies, body parts, yes, and things like that, that's, yes, just a step closer to it.
Yes, it is. Wow, because they were saying like the Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's body was shaped like some goddess. Some God. But believe it or not, we are out of time again. Out of time. Thank you, Daisy, for coming and sharing with us. Thank you for listening. Those of you who follow A Voice of a People faithfully, thank you so much. And if it is your first time, thank you for tuning in. I will be on tomorrow again at 4:15 until 5, and then again at 5:15 until 6. I will be having Anthony Marks on at 4:15, and at 5:15 I will be having Kimba Hubbard and Tim Jones on for Singles Choosing God's Best. And hey, stay smart, stay wise, keep your eyes open and your ears open, because there are so many things going on in this earth that we need to pay attention to. Till next time, God bless. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for the holiday season. From 101-year-old oldest working actor in Hollywood, Norman